Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful Thursday episode. Well, no, it's not Thursday. It's still Monday for y'all, but it's Thursday for us. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Where the drinks at?
In my belly. It's in my belly. I already have mine.
Okay.
As always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm Tim's.
What's going on? He is Tim's. And here we are. It's so nice in New York City today. I was sweating walking here.
You know, it was not too bad, but I advocate today because tomorrow's going to be cloudy and rainy all day.
So and the weekend.
It's going to be like 50-something degrees tomorrow, so.
Well, it's okay.
You know, it's good. Enjoy it while it's here, you know?
Mother Nature is still bipolar right now.
I mean, she don't know what to do yet. She's still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, so but today is your episode. So are you ready for today? That's the question.
I mean, technically I'm not ready, but I'm ready because I have it in my head what I'm going to start talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, if we finish with that topic.
That's a whole nother story.
We shall see.
Okay.
We are going to talk about.
Drum roll, please.
Decisions.
Oh.
And the question that needs the decision is, how long do you stay?
That's a good one.
Well, thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. It's so if you're dating someone, you and I are both dating, mm-hmm. and you see someone and you're like, okay, there's a quirk. All right. There's a quirk. Mm-hmm. All right, fool. There go another quirk. How many quirks do you give them before you're like, it was so nice meeting you, but this is not going to work? And I'm not talking about like the big things. Like sometimes you could be dating someone and they say something where you're just like, F you, your mama, your dog, your first cousin, and your last.
I remember one time I was dating this girl and we was talking and we was all good and everything, and she kind of ghosted me because, you know, she was telling me about her schools and how she didn't do too good.
Oops, sorry.
She didn't do too good on one of her exams, and I was like, it's all right, don't worry about it. Do better next time. And she thought I was trying to play it, so she ghosted me.
Okay, but my question is, when do you say, it was so nice to meet you?
And move on?
Yeah, and be done.
My problem is I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, so I let people leave for me.
The way you're avoiding this question, I can tell. I can tell.
All right. To be totally honest with you, if I was at my end's wit and I couldn't do it anymore, mm-hmm. I just honestly would be like, this is not working for me. We have to go.
Right. I get that. But at what point? When is your wits end?
I mean, if I'm already emotionally withdrawn from the situation, there's no wits end because I'm already emotionally withdrawn. So.
But how do you get there? I'm going to pull this answer out of you that I'm looking for.
How do I get there?
Yeah, how do you get there? Like, what does the person do to get you to emotionally withdraw? Because you don't start out that way.
It could be a numerous of things. One, it could be selfishness, insecurities, mm-hmm. Too controlling.
Okay. Now, how long do you let that go on before you're like...
Well, after I say something about it, then if it happens again, then I'm probably going to be like, all right, this ain't going to work.
So that's it after the first time.
I mean, not the first. I'll probably say after the second or third time. I'll probably be that like that. And to be totally honest with you, it all depends on how I feel the relationship is going. If I feel that this is somebody that I should give a try and, you know, her mistakes is... Because of what she's used to being with, and she's used to being in that situation where she's used to being with that type of man. And if she's a good person, then I will try to help her get through that. But if it gets too overbearing for me, mm-hmm. That's when I have to go. So I can't put a number on how many times. But
so when do you get to the point where it's overbearing? And there's an A and B. There's an
wait,
A and
wait,
B.
Okay. When I throw my hands up, like, oh.
Fair. Okay, that's fair. B is, you said it could be based on their previous relationships right. or situationships or whatever. So how do you look at a person and be like, you know what, you're never going to change.
Well,
but then look at this person and be like, okay, I see you wanting to change, so I'm gonna stick beside them a little bit longer.
So if somebody is showing me genuinely that they're trying to change from what they used to be to mm-hmm. to become the woman that you want to become for somebody, a different man, mm-hmm. then it's about how long that change is taking to happen. Because I know nobody changes overnight.
Correct.
Nobody changes within the first month. So you definitely have to give them time to change. But I always say this one thing, though. People change when they really want to be with somebody. All that somebody can't change overnight, that's full of shit. If you really want this person and you don't want them to leave out your life and you know what you need to do to be the person for them, you can make that change.
I don't agree with that because it's just like when you're in school, mm-hmm. you're taught something.
Okay.
You might need someone to re-explain it the next day at school. Then you're and when I say tested, I don't mean you be like, you know what, I'm gonna put this scenario out and see what they do. Mm-hmm. But life tests you every day.
Of course.
So, you know, it could be a situation the first time she just immediately goes off the handle. Mm-hmm. And then the second time she still goes off the handle, but it's not as quick.
Okay.
So she is working on changing. That's not going to happen overnight, because if you're used to fussing and cussing and all that other stuff, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, well, I understand what you said, but I'm going to fully express myself without getting angry.
Listen, we are adults.
Yes.
So we know right from wrong. We are more able to control what we say and how we do it better than kids. We're not kids. We're not babies that don't know and just do what they do because they see other kids.
But you learn every day.
Right. We learn every day. But we have the option to make a change today for tomorrow. So let me ask you a question.
I get what you're saying.
So let me ask you a question. So a person can be a serial cheater,
mm-hmm.
and cheat every day of the week, runs into one woman that gives him everything he wants and needs in a relationship. She's nasty. She's freaky. She has a great job. She does everything he wants. All he sees is eyes for her now. He doesn't want nobody else because everything that he's been looking for is in her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a cheater no more. He's not a cheater. He's committed himself to this one person. That's a change. And he didn't have the taught that. It's because he knew what he had in front of him, and he made that change on his own.
On his own, yes.
On his own.
Yes.
So this is why I say when people can change, if they want to change. See,
but it didn't happen overnight. She had to show that she was this person. That doesn't happen overnight.
But what I'm saying to you is, if I'm a serial cheater, then I'm going to people think you're going to do that for the rest of your life.
No.
So
no, because you're proving my point. I'm not saying that people can't change. I'm saying people can't change overnight.
I never said overnight. I said people
you
can
change.
You did
say overnight. You did say overnight.
I said overnight.
You did.
All right. If you care about somebody and you want to change, you can change. The cheating thing, I think that can be changed overnight. I really think, because that's a process of the mind and the body.
Okay.
If you say to yourself, nah, I'm good. I don't need nobody else. I have what I need here. You didn't go and want to see nobody else. But that's what love is. When you love somebody genuinely, you don't have eyes for nobody else. You don't really care what nobody else looks like, because what's in front of you is the best important thing to you.
Okay. So now let's revert that back to my question. Mm-hmm. When do you say, I'm done?
When you feel like it. It's hard to put a time on it because everybody has a threshold that they're allowed to
go
through.
So what do you think your threshold is?
I've never been pushed. I'm so nonchalant. I just be like, all right, whatever. See you later. So my threshold is different from everybody else's, because a lot of people it takes them a lot to be like, nah, I can't do this no more.
Okay.
Me, I'm like, listen, somebody ain't calling me. Hey, that's one more. That's a person I got to check on throughout the day. I ain't worried about it. That's not my problem. They don't want to talk. We don't have to talk. If I call you and the conversation is lacking and you sound like you don't want to talk to me,
mm-hmm.
all right, I ain't going to hold you up. I'll let you go. Keep it moving.
Okay.
So having a threshold, I don't really have a threshold. You just see it. You just feel it. You just know when to say, oh, I'm not dealing with this.
Okay, so part B to the question mm-hmm. that I originally asked, what is the difference between person A and person B?
All right, who's person A?
So they both do the same thing mm-hmm. where they're fussing, cussing. I'm just going to put right. that as the overall right. thing, the umbrella. Mm-hmm. But with person A, you're like, I'm just throwing out numbers here. Your threshold is after 10 arguments. Mm-hmm. But with person B, it's after 15. What do you think that personality trait is for you to say, I'm going to give up quicker with person A than person B?
All right. How well does person A suck dick and how? Let me stop.
Person A got the bigger butt.
I'm just joking. No, but honestly, on a realistic standpoint, mm-hmm. it all depends on the arguments between A and B. If A is a person
who, it's the same arguments.
No, but what I'm saying is, personality-wise, if A is a person that gets more derogatory and more down, like putting you down and mm-hmm. talking to you like that, it's going to be less times you're going to deal with that.
Okay.
Now, if you're dealing with person B and they just yell and scream and argue because they like to have confrontation, that's something different. That person, you just know that they're used to having conversation. They just want to argue about everything. Mm-hmm. So you have to adjust the way you talk to them. And then once you adjust the way you talk to them, that can limit the arguments.
Okay.
But I would rather.
So you would rather be with someone who listens or can absorb with right. what you're saying.
Then have somebody who's going to put me down every time we have an argument and belittle me. Like, that's okay. going to cut the whole argument short every time.
That's fair. That's fair. I like that answer.
I thought I was going to run from it. I ain't running from nothing. Oh, Otis is here to stay. Okay. I like your shirt, man. That's nice.
My shirt?
What is it, Velvet?
It's a satiny material. You know, I was fancy today. I had to get cute to come to the new studio. Oh, okay. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of did get a little cute.
I like it. It's a nice shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to give me one so I can wear this summer.
One what?
I'm going to wear it to like African night.
Wear what?
A shirt like that. I'm going to get one more.
Why? You want to get a female shirt? This is a woman's shirt.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get the man version with no.
You know what? I got this from Fashion Nova, so they might have a man version of it. You never know. What else? Okay, so I guess I need to answer the question.
Okay, so yes, the question for you is how long would you deal with us?
I'm not.
All right, we know you're not, but how's the...
You know...
The same way you did me, like, what's the time frame of how long
if it's a Richard, if it's my boo Richard, I'm going to deal with it longer because he listens.
Okay, so what if it's a Dan Trail? Don't ask me where I got that name from.
He wear Tim's all the time. Not long.
Not long, right?
Mm-mm. Because I can't deal.
Okay. I got something for us. We're going to throw scenarios at each other and we're going to give our best answers.
Okay.
About leaving. Decisions, right? This is about decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're dating, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm dating.
Okay.
I'm listening. Okay. I can do two things at one time.
Okay. So, the man doesn't plan dates.
I'm out.
Put the two scenarios together.
I'm out. We have nothing else to talk about, sir. I'm sorry. Okay, he doesn't plan dates.
Oh, man. He doesn't plan dates, but he's a great listener. He's a great conversationalist. Mm-hmm. But he just has no planning skills as far as planning-wise.
Mm-hmm. Does he try?
He'll suggest.
Okay.
But he doesn't plan.
I'm going to plan something for it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, decision. Do you A, leave, or B, help him with planning?
Him and I could have a conversation
mm-hmm.
to say, why is it that you feel you can't plan something? Mm-hmm. because something like that could be, just like you said, with women in their past, that could just be what they're used to. Right. With a man, it could be they planned in the past and the girl was like, what the fuck is this? So that messed with his self-esteem for planning dates.
Or he had a girl that planned everything and he didn't have to do it.
Right. So I would have a conversation with him and just say, just try.
Establish if he could do it.
Right. You know, now if the date is whack, I mean, it's all right, baby, I got it. Just make sure you bring your wallet. I got it. But I'm for real, though. I wouldn't just be like, you know what? I'm out.
Okay.
So what's the next one?
Oh, it's your turn for me.
Okay.
Okay.
So you meet a girl and...
Hey, boo.
She enjoys going out, but she only wants to go to...
The 5-star restaurant.
Yes. Yes. And get dressed up and be fancy and doing it for the gram. It's more for the gram than quality time between you two.
Okay.
Do you stay or do you go?
It depends on if she can get dressed up for a 3-star restaurant just as well.
She turns her nose up.
No, I gotta go. Because honestly, I like 5-star restaurants, but I don't get full there. I'm still hungry after.
Yeah, because they only give you a little bit of food.
I'm still hungry after I eat, and I spent like $200. I'm mad. I'm still hungry, so that's why.
Do you know how much groceries I could buy with $200?
I am not a 5-star eatery person because I like a nice meal.
Okay.
And sometimes the meals that you get at 5-star restaurants are not fulfilling at all.
Okay.
But if she was the person that turns her nose up to something lower
Applebee's. That's what she said.
I wouldn't even suggest Applebee's. I'm not an Applebee's head. But
no, you want some, what do we like at Applebee's?
Spinach.
Yeah, that. Thing. You want some of that and like, well, let's just go for
Happy hour for a drink, right. I'll leave her ass right where she at and go by myself.
Okay. Fair.
But I wouldn't probably deal with somebody who puts their nose up to Applebee's and things like that. There's nothing wrong with Applebee's.
I like Applebee's.
I like Applebee's for the drinks and maybe the appetizers, but to go there just to eat dinner and chill.
It's too salty.
The appetizers?
No, their food.
Yeah, the food. That's my reason because it's salty. That's why I don't go there and eat. I'm not saying it's not good, but I'm just saying the way they cook their food, are just not for me.
Correct. Okay.
So.
Your turn.
Okay, decisions.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Sorry.
That was real echoey.
It was, right? I want to have someone sign to me. I hope they take that out.
They won't. They not.
I'll take it out before. I'll take it out. But no, decisions. You're dating 6 months. The guy comes to you and says... we've been dating 6 months. I'm still unsure about you. I'm still unsure about where we're going, which direction we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We are enjoying each other. We're having a great time, but I'm unsure of which direction I want to go. What's your decision?
So you are, Isha, I'm recording. I'll call you right back. Love you. Bye. What is it that you're unsure about? Because that's on you. That don't have nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. So if you're expecting me to beg you,
no,
never gonna get it.
It was one more time. You're supposed to do it one more time.
I know, but
I was ready to do my part.
Oh, my bad.
I was about to be.
My bad.
It's all right. It's messed up my moment.
Anybody come to see you, Otis? No.
Okay, but for real. So, I mean, obviously it's a problem he has with himself and it's nothing to do with you.
Correct.
But would that cease the dating once he says that to you?
It would cease dating. I mean, if he's a cool guy, we could still be friends.
Okay.
But dating, pass. Because I'm not going... Oh, my God. I'm not going to... be a second option. Oh. And I feel like...
But how do you know your second option?
How do I know I'm not?
But he just said that...
Because if you're not sure about dating me, that means you might be sure about dating someone else. And then when that doesn't work out, then it's like, okay, Davina's a great person, so let me slide my ass back over here. Well, pass.
Maybe it's because of just of something he's going through himself personally. Maybe he has...
Didn't say that.
But you know how men are. They don't just come out and say things all the time.
That's not my problem. Because you want me to have an open line of communication with you, you should be able to give me the same thing in return. And if you can't, again, not my problem.
Of course.
So if you're personally going through something, say that. Right. And don't... You telling me, oh, I'm not sure about dating you, blah, 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 blah. Number one, I feel like that's projecting because you don't want to deal with what's internally going on with you. So you're now saying, oh, I don't want to date you to make it seem like it's me who has something that you're unsure of. Well, and it has nothing to do with me because it's internal.
Right. But if he comes to you and he says, hey, listen, like I just say, you know, Davina, we've been dating, it's been really, really going well, but it's just a couple of things that I'm unsure of. All right, he would probably have to say within myself.
Correct.
To make it feel like it's not Arts you. Things. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes men don't say things right.
Men don't. So then I am to interpret what actually say to me at face value. Now, if it's because if you take out words... If I say
it's a total different meaning, I get what you're saying.
I'm going to the store, and I actually meant I went to the store, and you like grabbed me a quarter water, and I'm like, how? I already went. You like, but that's not what you said.
I was about to say they got quarter water still. I want one.
Oh my God.
I want a quarter water. I didn't have a quarter water in years, and a nice 25-cent bag of chips that was half full, not 10% full with air.
Oh my God.
But you know. What's the hardest decision you've ever had to make in your life?
Deciding on dating someone, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was it so hard about that?
If I wanted to deal with them. Mm. Mm.
That's a big decision.
Right. Yeah.
There. Yeah. I think my hardest decision that I've had to make is whether I want to leave or stay in New York.
Are you still in the process of making that decision?
I made it already.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that later. All right. All right. Okay. Moving on.
Decisions. How many decisions have you made that you actually second-guessed this decision you actually
Almost
made?
Almost every one of them.
Why do you second-guess yourself?
Because... I think as a human, you always are curious if you're making the right decision. At some point when you make a decision, you always think, what if I would have done it the other way? Right. So I think every single decision, at some point, it could turn out great. And then it's like, damn, if I would have decided to do this, I wouldn't be where I am right now.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out, it's like, shoot, if I'd have did this one little thing differently, I would be in an entirely different place in my life. So, yeah, you think about everything.
All right, so I don't really second guess my decisions. There was only a couple of times on my handfuls that I've second guessed myself. But, you know, I've come to realize that if I make a decision about something, whether it be I thought it out or whether it be I didn't think it out, I have to stand behind it because it's a decision I already made. I can't go back on it.
Okay.
Because when you go back on your decisions, it's like you're second guessing yourself and you're uncertain with yourself, and you got to have some type of certainty when you do things.
Yeah, you absolutely have to have certainty because...
You just make yourself look, foolish when you do things like that, especially when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. Like, you're dealing with somebody, then you cut them off, and then you're like, nah, I shouldn't have did it like that. Let me go talk to her. You know what I mean? Like, just going back and that back and forth thing is not good. And the same thing with friendships. If somebody does you wrong and a couple months or so pass, and then you're like, you know what? We had a friendship. Like, you know, our friendship. No, if they did you wrong, let them be with it. It could be a friend, but from far away. Right, not from close. So you do things and make decisions to best impact and help your life move forward.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah.
You had a thought just now.
I did. What if it's not a romantic? Mm-hmm. Do you stand firm in your decisions if it's not a romantic relationship? Like if it's just a friendship and they keep... calling you when, like, I don't know. I know what I'm trying to say.
But the words ain't coming out.
Correct.
All right, so how do you deal with a decision not to be with somebody romantically anymore but a friend? Or is that what you're trying to say? Or
No. It's platonic from
the beginning.
From the beginning.
So, but they did something that you didn't like, so you kind of pushed them to the side.
So, is it the same decision to end the friendship, the platonic relationship?
I think the decision for that should be made over a conversation. If the conversation doesn't go the way y'all two wanted to go, then you should go with your first decision to leave the friendship. A conversation helps you make a better decision.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you decide that in a romantic one too, or is that just what
puts you in a romantic relationship?
No, I'm just asking. Would you have a conversation before making a decision the same way you would in a platonic relationship?
I think I would. I think if I was sleeping with somebody and they did something that I didn't like, suppose she tried to put a finger in my butt and I didn't like it. I'm just throwing things out there. Like
that just went way left.
It did go way left.
Like, hello?
I'm just saying. If men don't like things like that. So if she just tried to do something like that just to make things a little bit more spontaneous, and you know, I would have to be like, hold on now. Slow down. And
how did we get on booties?
I don't know. But it's just a conversation. Like, don't do that shit again or I ain't fucking with you.
That's not a conversation. That's a statement. That's a, hey.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it. Don't do it again.
In that situation, it's not a conversation. It's basically a bold statement.
You're, correct.
Yeah, basically. In that situation.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Sometimes you need to have that bold statement conversation because people be doing some weird stuff sometimes.
True. But they shouldn't be planning. Okay. All right.
Said, okay,
I don't. Okay, that was. I mean, I had a topic, but I thought it would have been longer than that. So. Yeah.
But what else can you bring up about decisions? Like
decisions are. You make a decision every day. When you wake up. I decide if I'm going to work that day.
I'm trying to tell you. Like this morning, I woke up like, am I going to work out or am I going to stay my behind in bed? And today, I chose workout.
Okay.
So. I mean, it's just you wake up every day and make a decision.
Correct.
We get on the train and we make a decision. Every step we take, we make a decision. Am I going to go to the bus? Am I going to take a cab? Am I going to go get coffee before I go to work? Or am I going to make coffee at work?
Right.
You know, we all make a decision every day.
Yes.
And it may be small, minor decisions, but we go over so much things in our head before we actually do it. Correct. It's just human nature. Like, I was like, I made a decision before I even got here. I'm like, I'm going to Chick-fil-A before I get here. Amanda, I'm sorry. But they gave me a 12-piece nugget as a reward. So I got that, and I got me one of them lemonades. Them new cool berry, whatever it is. It was actually pretty good.
Okay. I made a decision to have a margarita at work today.
I mean, okay.
I mean, it was allowed. I didn't sneak and have it. I mean, But
like I told you before we even got on camera, y'all drink at the job all the time.
Your not boss all is, the time, your but boss we is have promoted. Sips. We have sips, listen, you know?
The Venus bosses are the coolest. They have a bar in their kitchen at work.
We do.
You can go and grab a drink. If their bosses are stressing you out, they don't even mind. That's how real it is. Like, go have a drink. Calm your ass down.
Yeah, you know, it happens sometimes.
So that's cool, though.
Margarita was good. Byron poured it, and he had a little heavy pour on the liquor.
I mean, you know you don't really drink like that, so.
I don't.
I'm surprised you're even drinking at work. You know, you don't.
Well, I knew I was coming here. If I wasn't coming here, I probably wouldn't know.
Right.
I probably wouldn't know. I'd be like, I'll wait till I get home. Speaking, oh no, we talked about that on the live, the Ciroc in a can. That one was that. Damn, oh, yeah. I should have brought you the other one, the one I didn't like, so you could have tasted it.
You told me that that thing was kind of
It bad. Was not. It wasn't bad to me, because, you know, I don't like kiwi, and mm-hmm. I don't like watermelon.
Okay.
And combined probably was just a bad choice, a bad decision from jump.
Right.
But it tasted like celery to me. It tasted like celery. Like, I'm drinking celery.
Right.
Pass.
I mean. I didn't have one, so I'm
but gonna you bring said
the
it
pineapple
you.
One was good.
The
though.
Pineapple passion was good.
Anything with pineapples is good.
Facts. And I have the, I didn't taste it yet, citrus sunrise or sunset citrus or something like that. Something citrusy.
Oh, I got a good question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever let somebody hinder a decision you wanted to make?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Go into it.
So,
mm-hmm.
boyfriends.
Oh, man whores. Let me stop.
Men have hindered decisions because I have, in the past, mm-hmm. have allowed men to
be influenced to you.
Influence my life. Yeah, like, you don't want to move. You don't want to do this. You don't think this is a good idea. I don't think you should do this. And I'm just like, all right, don't try it now. But yeah,
bitch, I do what the fuck I want.
I mean,
do.
I want to thank you,
Heavenly Father,
right,
for shining your light okay. on me.
I mean, he has shown his light on me. But yeah, and I have allowed a man to hinder my life.
Okay, I mean, I've never been put in that situation to where I've made a decision to hinder somebody's life. Though, don't get me wrong, I've been single for a few years now, and I've known a couple of women that was like, say the word, I'm moving out there if we're going to be together. I'm like, oh, no, don't do that for me.
Well, hell, it's still women who...
Like, don't do that for me, because you come all the way out here and then your personality don't match what you say you look. You know what I mean? Like, that, I feel bad because now you out here, you... No.
Only dependent on no, you.
Exactly. No, don't do that. I would never want somebody to move to me just because they feel like, I'm somebody that they need in their life.
Okay.
I would never support that, especially when we're getting to know each other. I just think that's just the wrong thing to do. But yeah, I remember somebody told me that before. Like, yeah, say the word, I'll move to New York.
Recently?
No, this is years.
Okay. All right.
I've even had women on the internet ask me that. For sperm to have my baby, just so they could have my genes and have me sign a paper saying I don't have nothing to do with the kid. They just want my genes. I had three women ask me that. But they didn't want me to put it in a cup. They wanted me to put it in their...
I'm about to throw up. That is so nasty. How you make a baby, I know. I understand. It's not nasty to make a baby, but the thought of what needs to happen to make a baby is disgusting to me. Like, yeah. Mm-mm.
That was the only stipulation, is that I couldn't do it in a cup. I had to give it to them raw and unfurnished.
How they know you ain't had no diseases? The curable and or incurable ones. How do they know this? Wow. Okay. Ladies, that's not smart.
Did you see the video of the young lady that was on live, and she was at the doctor's office, and the doctor was like, yeah, I'm sorry, your blood test came back as chlamydia. She was like, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, let me close this.
She was on live?
The doctor was like, yeah, you have chlamydia. And she was like, trying to close out the...
Why would you be on live at your gynecologist's office?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. People do some crazy
There
things.
Are certain aspects of your life
that the world don't need to know
at all. And my going to the gynecologist is at the top of that list. Well, it's in the top two and it ain't number two.
Apparently for her, it wasn't in her top 10.
Jeez. It's just some things. Number one, as a woman, you know that you have to go to the gynecologist. Mm-hmm. You know you have to get your mammograms. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all better know. But you know that. And as a man, if you are over the age of, I don't know, 13, you know a woman gets a cycle. You might not know that young about the gynecologist's office, but at some point you learn about that because you see the instrument used floating around social media. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't know what this is, you're too young for me. You see the wretched part of going to the doctor with the stirrups. And
that's a good contraption to have in your house. Like, what if you had a bed that just has stirrups on it and it just comes out from under the bed? All right, let me set it up.
We not playing doctor.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, Devine, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, there might be a young lady who is down for that. She, me, I, we, her, and us. No, no, no bueno.
You know when your man played doctor?
Not with no damn stirrups.
They tie you up. Put your feet.
Why are you always trying to get me tied up? The answer is no. You always trying to get somebody to tie me up. What is wrong with you? I feel okay. The way you just said you don't want nobody playing with your booty hole.
Why you just said like that?
I don't know. I feel like that was in a movie somewhere.
It's a booty hole.
There it is. That's how I feel about being tied up. The answer is no. The answer is no.
That's two different severities.
It is not.
The booty hole being tied up is something totally different.
It's not to you. But to me, they are one and the same. Okay. I don't want it to happen.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Thank you for not playing because...
Decisions.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
We're not... No. No, I need to be able to, never mind, we're not getting into that right now. Mm-mm.
Decisions.
My mom, see, you be trying to set me up. Somebody in my family from my church could be listening to this and.
Davina.
That is my name. Nice to meet you.
We are all adults.
It don't matter.
The pastor in the church got kids?
No, actually it doesn't. He's a single man. At my church, he is a single man.
I'm sure he got some cutty before.
Okay, we are done with this portion of the conversation.
I'm just saying.
No.
Listen, as much as...
No, okay, we're done. So, back to... No. Nobody's going to play with your booty hole. And nobody is going to tie me up. And we will leave it at that. Okay. Ba-dum-bum. Now, what other decisions do you need to make or not make?
What other decisions?
Yeah.
Do.
So, okay. No. I need to ask this very broadly. What, when you were thinking about relocating,
mm-hmm.
What is part of your determining factor for that?
One, the determining factor was I've been here all my life. I haven't lived anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So the most deciding factor was wanting more for my money.
Okay.
I wanted to have more space, more of a place, more footage for a place to stay than.
Mm-hmm.
I would get in New York City for the price that I'm paying.
Mm-hmm.
The second decision was, to be totally honest with you, I don't really have a lot of family left in New York. So mm-hmm. it was more like, I'm still 3 hours away. So if I wanted to see my aunt or someone like that, my sister or my brother, mm-hmm. I can still do it. And the last factor was I want to give my daughter a change of scenery. I think she needs a change of scenery to be more better and become more of an independent woman.
Okay. So where you're moving to is you'll still be close to family, because that was going to be my next question. Like, are you going someplace where you're just starting fresh? Or, you know, if you make that decision, are you going someplace where you're starting fresh, or you have Aunt Riri close by?
My aunt is not going to want to live in New York City. She's
She's here. Okay.
She's not going to live in New York City. I don't have where I plan to live. I don't really have family no more in the area. Like, and I have family in Philly, but Philly wasn't on my list to move to.
Ew, that's almost as bad as here.
But they had some nice parts in Philly.
Okay.
But it wasn't on my list. It was either Maryland, it was either the outer towns of Baltimore or in Virginia.
DMV area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So,
nice.
But I need the Four Seasons still, so I didn't want to go nowhere where it's going, where, like, Texas. Like, don't get me wrong, Texas is nice. I love Texas. Mm-hmm. But they had two seasons, hot and hella hot. And I'm not dealing with that. I'm sorry to say, but that's just two seasons that I cannot deal with.
Hot and hella hot. Yep. All righty. Okay. It's fun to visit, but not to stay.
Yeah, it's fun to visit, but not to stay. Fair. And they have some amazing homes. The homes mm-hmm. in Texas are like, I follow this page that do houses in Texas, and they have amazing homes. And mm-hmm. I second guess every time, like, damn, I can get this for $250,000.
Yeah. Like, I saw one on TikTok.
I'm like, but the son is like, ugh.
The son is like, hello. How are you?
How are you doing? Oh, you're not going to bed? No, I'm going to stay up all night. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just hot and hella hot.
Me and the moon about to party. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. And I'm a very hot-blooded person. I'm always warm all the time. So the heat on top of me being hot, that's just not a good mix.
Okay.
It's just not a good mix. But I know my daughter's not ready to move. She's not going to want to leave her sister behind. Mm-hmm. She's going to want to be here all the time, but... I know that my move is not probably going to happen for another couple of years, mm-hmm. but I am definitely looking to move because I have a few things that I want to open up, and I know for sure that these places that I do want to start and run and open, I cannot do it in New York City.
Okay.
Because of the what I have envisioned for the place. I need space, and it's either two places that can happen. That can happen, and if I find a space in Jersey, or I find a place in Baltimore, Maryland, where I've been looking and mm-hmm. seeing some nice areas.
Okay, so, nice. All right, well, there you have it, folks.
Decision. But I ain't leaving yet.
Decisions.
I'm not leaving. I'm not going nowhere yet. I just found a job, so I can't go nowhere yet.
Congratulations.
So I gotta wait until they say I get a year, and then maybe I can transfer.
Okay. It's always good to be at a place where
you have the ability
a transfer is yeah. possible. Yeah. That's always a good yeah. look for a company yeah. to be a part of a subsidiary of a bigger company, or just have different yeah, locations.
This company is huge. They have locations in almost every other state. So
nice.
So the idea of
moving very good. Good.
So looking forward to it.
Okay.
But while we still got a couple minutes left with decisions,
mm-hmm.
One decision that I think everybody should make is to bet on themselves. You should always Absolutely. Make a decision to bet on yourself, because the odds are always stacked against you. There's the odds, there's the devil, and then there's jealous and envious people that doesn't want to see you do good.
And it's being brown.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it depends on your skin color. You might have that against you as well. But make a decision to believe in yourself and believe mm-hmm. in everything you want to do.
I agree.
Never second guess yourself. When it comes to yourself, always believe in what you can do and what you can put out into the world
mm-hmm.
and go for it.
I agree. Same. Final thoughts.
You first.
Oh, Damn, I just lost it. Oh, no, hold on. It's coming back.
And hold it's up, hold up. Bring it back, come back rewind. Hold up. Bring it back, come rewind.
If you have to make a decision, mm-hmm. like in any type of relationship, mm-hmm. whether it's romantic, platonic, I think those are the only two that there are, professional, make the one that you feel is going to make you the most happiest. Just like what you said with betting on yourself. Don't worry about the other person's feelings, because if the roles were reversed, mm-hmm. they're not going to care about yours.
I've learned that the hard way, that that people that you invest in, that you put your all in, and that you strive to want to see do better, will only want to see themselves do better and not yourself. So you have to make sure that that you put as much into yourself as you put into somebody else.
I agree.
Also, you have to make sure that when you're giving out that love and that that energy to people, that they give you the same back. It should be equally yoked. That's right. So my final thought is, with decisions is, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies.
Yes, happy Mother's
one of
Day.
One of the best decisions you ever did was have your baby, in a world where some women are not, they are fighting now to take away y'all votes to whether or not y'all can have an abortion or not like that, and it's just sad. So the best decision I have to say for Mother's Day is, ladies, just be as strong and independent as you can. If a man comes around and he shows you that he can add a value to your life, don't be afraid to let him in. Just make sure he shows you what he can do.
Facts, and not just talk about it. Don't talk about it, be about it.
No. And fellas, don't be afraid to
say no.
Oh yeah, you could definitely say no. Did you hear about that story about the guy that got held, got shot at in his own place because the girl asked him to eat?
Yes, I did.
Eat her vagina. He was like no. And so he was in his apartment. She pulled out a gun and shot at him in his own apartment. So ladies, y'all out here taking niggas' lips.
I said.
This is a weird time we're in, I tell you. Can't even tell a woman no nowadays. But anyway, back to my final thought. Fellas, don't be afraid to let the right woman see your emotions. You never know. You never know that she might take care of them.
And
make sure that they are taken care of. So the best decision for men would be just to choose the right one that's going to choose you.
Yes, that I do agree with.
And that's my thought.
Okay. Well, after today, we have two more episodes in this season.
Then it's summertime.
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 Let's just sit back and unwind. Yeah, so we'll still be doing lives. Maybe not every week, but maybe every other week, mm-hmm. or something like that.
Oh, next week is my topic.
Mm-hmm.
We being nasty. I'm just like, y'all know, we're going to be nasty next week, y'all.
He's going to forget, so.
It's going to be real nasty. So, Mama Davina, I'm sorry.
Mama Davina.
First lady in the church, I'm sorry.
I just told you that man is not married. He don't have a first lady. Not yet.
I apologize for tomorrow, for next week, how nasty it's going to get, because I got some things I need to speak about. And we're going to start on Monday Night Live, and then we're going to go straight into it on...
when we record.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Well, as always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I am the Timbs and your stilettos.
No.
Times this is
you said in your, so now people gonna think
no
in your
because we are Tim's and stilettos,
in the stilettos, not in my stilettos.
You're the stiletto, I'm the Tim.
Okay, maybe I just took it wrong, but all right, y'all know where I'm going, right?
She made a decision to choose violence today.
No, that's not where I'm going. Yeah, I know where I'm going because the show is over. So we will talk to you later. Bye.
Peace out, y'all.